This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 19 Pentecost Thursday CE. First posted October 7, 2010. Luke 17:1-10. Forgiveness and faith. Paraphrase. Jesus warned his disciples that they would surely experience temptation, but anyone who tempts a disciple and causes him to sin will suffer such consequences that he would be better off being tied to a millstone and drowned in the sea. We must watch out for ourselves. If a brother or sister, believer, sins, we should rebuke him. If he repents, we should forgive him. If he sins against us seven, or however many, times in a day and repents, we must forgive him. The disciples asked Jesus to increase their faith, and Jesus replied that if they had faith as tiny as a mustard seed, they could command a mulberry tree to be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey. Jesus told them a parable about the duty of a servant. If a master has a servant plowing a field, when the servant returns, will his master have the servant sit down and eat while the master serves his servant? No. He will have the servant first feed his master, and then the servant may eat. Does the master thank his servant because the servant has done what the master commanded? So then, when disciples of Jesus have done what they have been commanded, they should say that they are unworthy servants, because they have only done their duty. Commentary: if a believer falls into temptation, his sin will be forgiven if he repents. Repentance is more than just regret. It is a change of mind, and a commitment to change our purpose and life. The fate of an unbeliever who causes a believer to sin will be terrible, because if he remains without faith in Jesus, he has no forgiveness, and will ultimately be condemned to eternal death in hell with all evil. Sin is disobedience of God's word. The penalty for sin is eternal death, Romans 6:23. Jesus is God's one and only provision for our forgiveness and salvation, Acts 4:12, John 14:6, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, right, home. If a fellow believer commits sin, we should try to restore him, in love, Galatians 6:1. The Lord will forgive us no matter how many times we need it, so we must follow the Lord's example. If the Lord forgives the repentant sinner, so should we. Faith isn't a matter of quantity or size. Just having any faith at all is sufficient. Faith is not like wishing on a star, or over birthday candles. Faith is not getting whatever we believe if we believe hard enough. True saving faith is trust and obedience in Jesus Christ. If we truly believe in Jesus, we are going to do what he says. The Lord is our master. As his servants, we shouldn't expect to be pampered and rewarded for doing what he commands us. It is our duty, as his servants. We can't expect to take it easy after having finished one assignment. We must keep working until Jesus returns. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-14, Ephesians 1:13-14.